At the beginning of the year, St. Michael's College in Burlington, Vermont, notified its students that the school was changing the selection process for their study abroad program. Essentially, a quota system is being implemented, restricting the number of juniors and seniors able to study abroad. Kathleen O'Connell's son enrolled in the college's environmental studies and Spanish programs because of its opportunities for international studies. She believes the college is changing the rules midstream to the disadvantage of her son's education.
My son spoke with the environmental studies chair about what he wanted to do, which was study somewhere in Latin America, do field research, and do it in Spanish. And the chair was very receptive and, you know, really encouraged him that this was something that they would support. And that's been his vision. And now, you know, the question is whether he's going to be able to do that next year given this quota. There was no quota when he accepted the offer of admission. I guess the thing about it is that I'm upset that they're changing the rules in the middle of the game. He is currently a member of the class of 2015. If St. Mike's came out and said, the people that are coming in the fall, which would be the class of 2017, those students could take this into consideration. We're not being given that option.
St. Michael's College Vice President for Academic Affairs Karen Talentino says there has never been a stated quota in the past, and she's doing all she can to assure that as many students that want to study abroad can. But budgetary constraints are forcing changes to their study abroad program.
The reason that we've had to make this change this year at this late date is because we're anticipating a much larger interest among students. Normally, we have somewhere around 140, 150 students study abroad each year. And this year, we had an online survey, and the number that had expressed an interest was well over 200 students. So that would translate into over $1 million. We don't have that kind of money or that kind of flexibility in our budget. So when we saw those numbers, the only thing we could possibly do would be to limit the number of students who studied abroad next year. There was no other option that we could think of. And I realize it came at a very late date. There really didn't seem to be any alternative.
International study programs at colleges and universities across the country have been scaled back due to budget constraints. But Burlington, Vermont's Champlain College Associate Provost for International Education, Jim Cross, says they are expanding their study abroad programs.
Many schools look at study abroad as an option, as an add-on. We take it very seriously as an expectation because our goal is to ensure that all of our students graduate prepared to be global citizens and leaders. And so an investment was made in two campuses that are actually Champlain College campuses abroad, one in Dublin, Ireland, and the other in Montreal, Quebec. And these are full academic centers, and then we have housing that we provide for our students. And in addition, we're also expanding what we're calling our Global Partners Program and launched three new partnerships, one in Shanghai, China, in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and in Ifrane, Morocco. So we have virtually every major continent covered and providing opportunities for our students.
St. Michael's College has created a faculty advisory group to undertake a comprehensive review of their international studies program. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.